T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I would say very unexpected as far as the Laremy and Minka situations. You know, you can't prepare for that, and I'm, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and lie about it. But for us, the opportunities as well were kind of unique, you know, with a little bit of the historic haul for, you know, him and Kenny, what we're getting. And so I think for us to strike on those opportunities, because we know as the team was built right now, it wasn't going to win a Super Bowl, and much less it'll be – hard to compete for a playoff spot. So again, we're trying to build a team that's going to win right now and do it, and you know, a long-term winner and bring a championship here, hopefully. I would say the fans, that I appreciate their support, and you know, they deserve a winner. We're trying to build them the winner. I would think the fans would also say that the cycle we've been for the last 10 plus years is not good enough, and we're trying to right that as fast as we can, but you know, they deserve a winner, and we're trying to do that for them.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. All right, welcome back here to the 7 o'clock hour. Got a lot of stuff going on here. I want to thank Charles Davis for joining us earlier. And, of course, that was Chris Greer talking yesterday. Doesn't talk a lot and doesn't like to do all this stuff. But since he's in the middle of the dog pile there, he's got to come out and say something. So yesterday morning he did and talked about it. And he's right. I mean, the last 10 years, which, by the way, I mean, Chris always got to be a little careful because he was involved in it. The reason we're in this situation is because we can't figure out, for the most part, in my opinion, the draft.
Which is a pretty big aspect of football.
Well, yeah. And now listen, whether he was involved with Hickey or was involved with Ireland, or they were his, or he was overruled by Tannenbaum or Gase, or I don't want that guy, or this is the guy we're taking, thanks for the information, whatever. It's now on Chris Greer. There's no more, you were kind of involved. Yeah, I was in the meeting, and yeah, but I mean, I you got a lot of high picks. You got to hit on them, and if you don't, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. Because they do have an opportunity like they've never had in the history of this team, with $130 to $150 million and all the draft picks, not just next year, which they do have a lot, but the following year they have 2 1s and 2 2s as well. So there is a lot of stuff, but you got to hit on it. I mean, now, you know, you got to hit on it, and we'll see how the Texans pick falls out and the Pittsburgh pick that you got for Minka and Laremy Tunsil and now all that as a thing. But I always love when we go, yeah, you've seen how, you know, and I'm like, Chris, you know, yeah, we haven't been very good the last decade drafting. You've been in a lot of those meetings. You know why. Either directly or indirectly, you've been there.
I think that's the reason why there's a lot of fans out there that are hesitant on this whole thing because of that. Because it's not a new guy in there doing it. It's a guy that's been in that room for the last decade also. Like you said, maybe not directly making the call or the draft pick or the free agent move, but he's been in that meeting, in that room, and this is the guy we're now putting in charge by himself with the help of, obviously, Brian Flores.
Oh, they got some other guys.
Yeah,
he's got McKenzie. He's got some consultants.
But he's still the last word.
But he's got the last word.
Like the 3 1s, the 2 2s, the 2 3s that are coming up, the $130 million, when it's all said and done at the end of the day, who makes that pick, who makes the signing, it's going to be him, with influence from other guys, but it's going to be him.
Right.
So there's a lot of people out there hesitant to think.
It's not going to be a group. It's not like Mike Tannenbaum's gone.
Right.
Adam Gase is gone. Jeff Ireland's gone. Dennis Hickey's gone.
Keep going. I'm sure there's other guys.
I'm trying to think of the last decade. But whoever those guys are, they're gone.
Yeah, that's it. It's Chris Greer sitting in a room, basically at the end of the day, sitting in a room all by himself.
You have never had so many quality picks as you're going to have, and you've given up some good football players. You got to hit on these picks. You got to hit on it. And I even give you a hall pass. I don't care what you do with your 4s and 5s and 6s and 7s the next 2 years, but you got to hit. You got to hit on those top 100 picks need to mean something. They need to have, and we need to hit on them. Not 50% of them, or not whatever the league average is. I don't care about. I don't want to hear about league average, or you know, we need to hit on a bunch of those picks. And I don't expect to go 9 for 9 or 10 for 10 or 11 for 11 over the next 2 years. But you got to hit on a lot of those damn picks, period. And while you're talking about, because that's why we've been mediocre. We've been mediocre because we don't hit on enough draft picks. We just don't. So, anyway, that was a whole deal, and then talk about this quarterback, and you guys can talk about it and everything else, and I'm almost to the point. I know Josh Rosen's going to play a lot at some point. Matter of fact, if Fitzpatrick takes some of the hits like he took last game, you won't have to worry. It'll just take its own course.
He won't make it.
He literally will just come out in the middle of a game and go, hey, let's get help Fitzpatrick off the field. He just took another shot. Because he got lit up a couple times the other night. So Josh Rosen will get a chance to play. But as far as that evaluation goes, they're not telling Josh this or anybody else this, but they're getting a quarterback. I am 99.999% sure they're going to take a quarterback with that first pick. With that first overall pick, they will take a quarterback.
They have to at this point.
So,
they have to.
Josh ain't playing. We're talking about, oh, we're getting a good evaluation, meetings and watching
him. Him in practice?
He's learning a lot and practice.
Come on.
He ain't playing, you know. And he's going to be here. I'm not saying he's not here and they want him to learn everything and get himself ready to go. And I'm not saying he won't start some games, but they're going to get a quarterback with that first pick. You can bet your rear end after the way we've neglected the quarterback position, it will be top priority. Top priority in this draft. It's pretty damn sad we got to sit here before the third game of the season getting ready to go to Dallas, and we're sitting here talking about the draft for a second straight day. But, hey, man.
We've been doing it for 2 weeks.
Putting a fire out and now getting it and this thing. We got 56022. We got some text messages coming in. Interesting, and I knew everybody was going to be all over the board. I knew when I made the comment about this group of guys and how many of them, this is their livelihood, this is what they do. But there's going to be a handful of those 15 or 12 or 13 guys or whatever the number is of guys that they want to build around these guys for the future, along with all the things we've talked about, all the money and draft picks. But it's going to be hard on those guys. It's hard when you got no shot to win every game. It's hard when you've been hammered 102-10 in the first two games. And so I did bring that up earlier. Anyway, what do you got coming in?
Well, right after you said that, 56022 is the text line this morning. As an employee, you do what you're asked to do and what you're paid to do. Football's entertainment. It's not a job. That came in right after you.
No.
I mean, right after you said
that. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I hate to break it to you. Those guys aren't going out going, hey, entertainment. They're going out, hey, job. And as I've said, for 60 to 70% of that roster, glad to have a job and realize it's a great opportunity to show this coaching staff they can play in what is a full-blown rebuild. And finding young guys that can fit in for the 53-man roster. They're going to need guys. They're going to need some guys. They're going to be major turnover again next year. But they're going to be a lot of guys make it. But it is a job to everybody.
Well, here's another one just like that. Joe, they're getting paid. That's all they get, though. It's a job just like every one of us. You have a job, you get through it. Okay? Those are coming in here. This one was an interesting one.
But this is new to everybody.
Well, it is. Of course it's new
to
everybody.
I went to Cal where we didn't have great teams.
This is different.
But this is I've never seen this here. I got drafted in 1980. I have never seen this. So this is new to me. So if you act like this is another day at the job, and I don't want to break down everybody else's job, but it's where you come in and I don't even know what it's like.
You can't compare it. I don't even know what you can compare that to.
We've just never been through this. But I have heard others say, hey, it's a job. You're getting paid the same. They don't take money away. You just see if your team's bad. Go out and play your ass off and play as hard as you can, which is true. It's absolutely true. But you do like to know there's a competitive side of everybody, even people listening, that you want to have a chance to win at your job. You want to have a chance to win in sales. You want to have a chance to know that your company's beating the company across the street. You want to know that you've got that. I think my coffee just took a splash on me. This it's a terrible habit to drink all this coffee.
You're okay. You still look okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I do understand, just like you're lucky to have that job. There, and by the way, you're right. Some of those guys are lucky to have this job with the team. you're exactly right.
Yeah, look at
but
the
I don't
the
know,
roster.
Like, yeah. But if you think like Xavier Howard, a great example. Xavier
is at the top of his game in the NFL right now,
and
he's on a team that there's no way he goes in each week thinking they have a chance to win.
He
it's
knows
how bad you're going.
Oh no,
lose.
He knows the whole
I know.
Deal. So,
I know.
But you know, and there are people going, well, he got his money. He should just shut up and play, which he will.
Yeah, he's going to be a good soldier, I can imagine. Here we go. What upsets me as a fan is getting rid of building blocks they already had, like Tunsil and Minkah. This has the look of incompetence.
Well, you know why we got rid? We did. We got rid of a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old, two players that look like they're going to be really good players. I don't know how really good. Really good on this team last year. Two of the best five players on the team. You're exactly right. But we now have three ones and a two because of those guys. So we're hoping in the perfect world that we can take those two guys and turn it into four guys just like them or better.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. That's it.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Could some
there ain't no guarantee. That's
no.
Why let's hope.
Well, that's it. And that's perfect transition. If the Dolphins can't draft a couple of picks over the years, how are they going to handle all these picks, how important they are? It's an honest question for a fan out there.
I don't disagree.
That's my whole thing too on Chris Greer.
I don't disagree till I see it. I got to see it now. We got a lot of high picks. If Pittsburgh somehow is bad,
they pooped the bed. Yeah,
I mean, you know, you're sitting here now watching the Steelers go San Francisco. I haven't said go San Francisco since I was a kid.
Every week you're gonna have to tell me who they're playing.
Go 49ers, man. Yeah, go 49ers. So. But we have a lot of picks, and we have never had anything like this. I can't – if you can remember any time we've had this many first-round picks and second-round picks, please let me know. And if you've ever seen anything like this roster right now, let me know, because I haven't
impossible.
Seen it.
Impossible.
It's all new. No matter what you say or feel. But I do agree, no matter who you are, you need to play your ass off and play hard. There ought to be self-respect. And by the way, I would ask you this question, and I'd ask everybody this question. In the first two games where you've been outscored 102-10, how many guys have played well and really stood out where you went, wow, that guy's really good? Let me give you one. Jerome Baker.
Yeah, love him.
I see why he likes him for his defense.
I love that pick.
Xavier Howard is out there and he's fine. Give me some other guys that have played two games that have looked well. Somebody told me Michael Dieter, I don't watch all the plays, has been pretty good.
That's not a bad building block either, but they're small building blocks.
Did you realize we went too long again? I get going in this stuff, man, and I look up and they're going, you're not following the foreman again. Loser Lynn is somewhere right now going, you know what? You don't follow the format, Joe. That's why I don't really like you working here. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We'll jump on 56022. Find out what you think about that. And it is – how
text
many guys,
machine is blown up.
How many guys, in your opinion, your eyes, and you're watching on TV, in person? I gave you a couple.
I think that's going to be the answer to a lot of people, what you gave out, because those guys have shined. They have played a little bit good on these really bad
games. I don't want to hear any skilled guys.
No.
The dropsies. The drops, all the dropsy fraternity. I don't hear that.
All right, you can text us at 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. The text machine, since you brought it up, Joe, is nuts. Someone has the perfect scenario for us for the draft. Ready? Chris Greer Jr. is now.
Oh, not Mel Kiper. We got Chris Greer Jr.
Well, you have so many draft picks. You might as well at this point. Next year draft, pick one, best quarterback. Pick two, best available left tackle. Pick three, best available left guard. Rest of draft, O-line and D-line. Free agency, skill positions, linebackers, defensive backs. 2020 draft, he's even going forward. More O-line and D-line. Season ticket holder for over 15 years. That's Chico from Miami.
It is. it is fun, although I hate this with 14 games left. I just want to be on record every day of saying I hate this with 14 games left. But I'm not saying I haven't thought about it myself.
Correct. We all have.
Like, all right, so one of my former teammates said, okay, quarterback with the first pick, then what? And I go, ooh, got a lot of areas, but got to get the offensive line fixed. I'm now on the Kim Bocamper team, who, by the way, I believe is going to join us this morning. We'll talk to Bo, and he's going to be, I told you so, not sexy, but we need him. Yeah, we should be in a good position, top 10 or 12, whatever the pick is, Pittsburgh pick probably.
Go Niners.
I'd be with them on the offensive line.
All right. Sounds about right. Get the trenches, get a quarterback.
I'm tired of – I've seen good offensive lines and guys drop back and seeing people throw blitzes and the blitz gets picked up and you're going, oh, man, look at that. Quarterback's actually dropping back. He can step up in a clean pocket. Oh, it's beautiful, man. I want to go out and get a piece of art that shows a clean pocket just so I remember what it looked like. A clean pocket.
Just bring your camera on Sunday. Because you're going to see it on Sunday with the Dallas Cowboys. No. You don't need to go to an art store.
They went
wait till you're watching the game from Jerry's World on Sunday. You're going to see what a clean pocket looks like.
I hope we don't get into it too much, but listen, he's on to something. And the D-line's got to be a really high priority, as in pass rusher. And let me just say this. If there's a dominant pass rusher with the first round, second pick, that tackle might have a – I know better than to say this. I know better because you're right probably. You're probably right about the tackle. But we need somebody to get there. We need somebody
– Have to.
We need somebody to get home. And we ain't nobody – we can't even get anybody out of the neighborhood, let alone get home.
Longtime season ticket club seat holder, 50-plus years, no faith in the team's ability to draft in the future. Not sure about renewing. I'm that sad.
Oh yeah, I think they're gonna have to deal with that. I think that's something people are gonna have to look at.
Well, how about this? Dolphin fan for over 30 years. Enough with being average. True Dolphin fans have to understand: 2 bad years is nothing compared to 3 decades of sub-average.
The 6-10s and listen, I didn't quite feel like what's going on right now, but I do remember leaving Buffalo last year. And as I felt like crap and I was leaving, and I will never forget Stephen Ross and having Tannenbaum with him, Greer with him, Marino with him, Nat Moore with him, security with him, and they were going to have a nice meeting. They weren't just flying in a nice plane to get home. They're on a nice 2-hour meeting the whole way home, and it was straight talk with Stephen Ross. And it was a low point because Buffalo just kicked our Josh Allen.
Oh,
just
still have nightmares.
We looked like he was a first overall pick the way we made him look.
A couple players you asked for that's had decent starts so far.
The kickers.
Kicker and the punter.
Yeah,
I've been texting in a couple
times.
By
the way, the punter's been, except for one punt, he tried to go in the corner and it went off his foot. But he's blasting it, man. Everything's 50-plus.
And Mike Gesicki, text about Mike Gesicki.
Mike's been pretty good. Yeah. Mike's had nice, and I can see his confidence because he's catching everything in his hands. He's in a good place, and there ain't a lot of guys right now that play receiver that feel real good catching the ball in their hands right now.
Here's a good one. Every asshat who is stating, quote, it's just a job. I'll tell you what, before making it to work today, stop off at a dog park, scoop up a bunch of fresh crap, put the crap in a bag, place that open bag in your office, then work the day out. Tell yourself this is just a job. I get paid to be here. I have to be here. That's a Dolphin fan. People are good today on the
time. Oh, hey, listen.
Someone asked if Raekwon McMillan is still on the team, by the way.
Yeah, Raekwon's he's rotating in there. All those guys outside Jerome, including the new sensation, man, they've all got to be a lot better. Guavin's got to play better too, man. He's got to get in on more plays. Jerome Baker's the only one that's figured this thing out.
He looks like a good player. He looks like a guy to build around on that.
I'll tell you another one, man, we got to get going. Christian Wilkins.
Right. Haven't heard anything from him. Two games.
I understand you got to get your feet wet And I'm not saying happens overnight, but we do expect more out of our ones. Maybe we shouldn't. But he needs to get in and start making some more plays.
Here's a scary one. I understand it. I'm on board with the tank, but they'd better succeed and not fail with these picks and cap money. If they do, they're going to run the risk of driving this fan base into a Marlins-type situation where no one's going to even care anymore. I hope it never even comes close to that.
It's an interesting comment. This is gonna be our one chance. They're right. They've loaded up with picks, and if you do it right, and you hit on these picks, if you do what the Colts did last year, which they knocked it out. They only had 1-1, and they did it with like 5-2s. But they hit. Oh my God, did they hit on their number two picks? They got a bunch of really good players. You got to do that. You've got maybe some of it's luck, whatever. They got a guy that came in to be a guard, ended up being a really good right tackle, which nobody knew, and moved him out. But we need – you're right. This can be our chance. And if we screw up half this and it ends up being a couple good guys, but a couple of guys that can't play, then we're in the same old boat.
Can't do that this year.
We're in this boat because of mostly bad drafts. I could say coaching. I could say free agents. And, yeah, we've whiffed big on some veteran free agents. But it goes back to the fundamental of the game is the draft. That's why the draft's such a big thing.
The foundation of your team.
And we haven't been good enough drafting. We just haven't. I wish Chris would have said that. That's one thing Chris Greer left out. You know, our fans are tired of being 6-10 and 7-9 and 8-8. I'm like, yeah, Chris, tell them why.
We got to draft better.
Tell them why we got to draft better. And that's what we got coming up. And not only that, but we got to get the right free agents. They got to be young enough. They need to be good players. They need to be guys that fit in. We don't need stars. We don't need to go out and get 4 stars and throw out down all the money with that. But you got to get Albert Wilson kind of guys.
Right. Look, he came in and played great for this team before he got hurt.
Get him healthy now.
All right, last one before we get a break here. Do you guys realize that we could end up having the first 2 picks, maybe 3 picks in the top 10 if the Texans stink it up too? Scary to think that Greer is going to be in charge of that. See, people do not have faith in Chris Greer at all.
Well,
he can come out yesterday and have this whole press conference and he had to. But there's no Dolphin fans
have no
faith in Chris Greer. Get rid
of 2 guys and Minka, who's one of the cleanest guys. You got to explain that. You got to explain that to people. And people had a lot of questions and wanted to know a lot of stuff. I thought, you know, he had to talk yesterday. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. What I got, Kim Bocamper going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Mike Westhoff will join us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Westhoff's feisty. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be
ready to go. Yep. Yeah. How about that? 31 years in the NFL, 12 with the Jets, 15 with the Dolphins.
Down here for a while. Got a lot of...
he got good stories on both teams.
I was about to say, he's just a good storyteller.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Ann Buescher, what do you got for us this morning? Hollywood, what do you got?
All right, you guys ready here?
I'm just writing down all my notes for after.
Go ahead, man.
I'm so sorry you had to go out there and eat a sandwich during the break.
He doesn't
really
even know.
Hate that that happened.
He's got no idea.
Yeah. All right.
Just do what you got to do. All right. Yeah, enough.
All right. So we had a guy hold up a sign. I think we've seen this before during college game day where the guy is on the sign said Busch Light Supply needs replenished.
Great
and
story.
He put his Venmo account on the sign. So the guy starts getting all this money coming into his Venmo account. And it reached a certain amount of money after he said after it got to $600. So there are better things that he can do with the money. And the student gave the rest of the money to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital instead of keeping it for his beer supply himself. Now, people got wind of this. The story ended up going viral, and he ended up being able to donate $20,000 because that's what his Venmo account had reached as of yesterday evening. And then the other cool part of this, both Busch and Venmo decided that they would match the donation as well. So we're getting up over $60,000 here to the Children's Hospital in
Iowa.
Awesome
story.
Pretty cool story.
That is unbelievable.
And by the way, I believe in the story, too, that Busch is giving him a bunch of beer for this also. What he really wanted out of this whole thing to replenish his beer supply.
So he still gets
Busch is getting his beer and $60,000 to a children's hospital.
Wow.
By the way, I have to just point this out. I can't imagine myself as a college student putting that on there. Looking at my Venmo about 3 days later, seeing $20,000 in there, and thinking about anything besides how are we going to party this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, good for this kid, because I even said it to my wife last night. She saw the story. She goes, what are you going to do with $20,000 when you were in Gainesville? I'm like, I'd have the biggest damn party you could ever imagine.
Yeah, probably last thing we'd be thinking about. I'm in the same boat.
Children's hospital. You're right, so good for this guy.
It's a children's hospital. Yeah, this guy had his act together.
And good for Venmo and Busch. They matched the money, $60,000 going to the children's hospital now. Awesome, awesome story.
All right, guys, Mike Leach holding his weekly press conference yesterday, and he got asked, and this is, you know, the reporters do a nice job asking these questions. He was asked who would win in a mascot battle between the Pac-12 mascots. Here's Mike Leach at his weekly press conference.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Did I leave any of them out? The cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
Not bad.
I mean, that was one of the best breakdowns.
How many minutes was that? That wasn't bad. For a guy getting ready for a football game that's always – and asked off-the-wall questions, and he answers everything away.
Answers,
and he did a nice little job covering all the teams.
The Sun Devil, to me, is the best. What mythological powers.
He actually had me thinking. I went, oh, Buffalo. Yeah, Colorado, right. Buffalo.
The beaver, the duck. Like, that's some funny stuff.
It's so funny.
Right,
I played out there when I was in college. That big bastard running across the field, and they got ropes around it, and it's dragging people over their field. It was crazy.
Mike Leach.
All right, guys, we go to the NFL for this next one here, and we've been talking a lot about injured quarterbacks over the last few days here, and another one to add to the list here is Cam Newton, as Carolina's GM came out and said that Newton informed the team that he aggravated a foot injury in Thursday's game, and Newton is going to see how it goes moving forward, does not have a solid timeline for when he will be able to play. And again,
wow. He's
looked banged up to start this season, and is this kind of the beginning of the end for Cam Newton?
I'll tell you what scared me. I looked at this, and I don't mind telling you when I don't know something. Kyle Allen, I don't even know. I've never heard the name. Kyle Allen is the backup.
Right. I had no idea. And the other kid, Will Greer, is on that team.
I know Will Greer.
But I never
heard
of
Kyle
Allen.
I thought Will Greer was the second quarterback. And they go, no, Kyle Allen's the backup. We believe in him. And I'm like, holy smokes. Yeah. Not good for the NFL. Cam, who, listen, has been a really good player.
But he is not – he's a shell of what he was a couple of years ago.
It's a reminder, no matter how big and physical you are, if you run the football enough, the defense will always win.
At one point, do we put the Carolina Panthers in the conversation for a top quarterback pick?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if it happens this year, but they got to be thinking about that, right?
They're all going to be
thinking. Cam's not going to play forever.
Zach, if this is a good quarterback class, whatever it ends up being deep, three deep, five deep, six deep, whatever, when it's all said and done from the transfer portal guys to everything, there you know it's not just going to be the Miami Dolphins and one or two others. There'll be five or six teams looking priority one with a quarterback.
Right.
All right, guys, new wrinkle in the Odell Beckham watch situation here. One of these watch blogging websites, a lot of watch snobs out there, found out, got a picture of the authentic watch, got a picture of Odell Beckham Jr.'s watch, compared the two of them, and realized that Odell Beckham was wearing a fake during his warm-up yesterday.
Not a $2 million watch.
Wait a sec. So after all that?
The watch was a fake, and if you look at the picture, you can certainly see the parts of it that are fake.
They pointed it out. I saw the picture on Twitter. They pointed it out, a real one and the one Odell was wearing, basically right next to each other, and the guy was pointing out how this is wrong, this is wrong.
But he's never come out and said what it's worth.
No.
He could have had a fake. He did nothing wrong. We've just all been led to believe that.
$2 million watch, right? That's
right.
What it was?
And he goes, go with whatever you want. I haven't saying anything.
Who knew it was a $30 watch
on
Canal Street? Yeah.
Wow. And then finally here, fast food wars continue. Are you guys ready for this one? KFC is going to be testing a chicken and donut sandwich at several of their locations coming up here. The sandwich is expected to hit 40 locations before a possible nationwide rollout in response to the Popeye sandwich. In this new chicken sandwich, the bun will be swapped out for a freshly fried glazed donut.
I don't know if I could do it.
No.
A donut chicken sandwich?
Can I ask you now?
Can I just have my donuts separate?
Really, really strange reaction from a guy that likes food, obviously.
I love donuts and I love fried chicken. Reaction. I don't know if I like them together.
I don't like them together. It did nothing for me. Then I started thinking about, have you guys had the mac and chicken yet at any of these restaurants?
No.
I think everybody likes mac and cheese, right?
Sure.
I mean, mac and cheese.
Why not?
Little ones like it. Grown-ups like it. I mean, it's a go-to food. Nothing in the house. You can grab a right and put some mac and cheese together on
easy
the cheap.
Easy peasy, right.
Real quick. Put a dog in there, whatever you want to do or what, man. It's great. But everybody's got mac and cheese now. Like all these restaurants are doing the mac and cheese with chicken.
Lobster mac? Lobster mac and cheese?
I haven't had it.
But the chicken, no, me either.
That's next for me. I got to.
So you guys won't try the chicken donut sandwich?
I don't know if I will.
No.
I'll be in line for it. I mean, it sounds awesome.
Well, of course you will.
Sounds great. I waited in line for the Popeye sandwich.
Yeah. Now, I'm still waiting, and I do want to have that.
Me too, if they ever get it back.
Well, now you have to wait months. You should have waited in line like everyone else.
But the donut, it didn't do anything.
I like a donut here and then a chicken sandwich here. I don't want it.
I have been really good at going to Dunkin' Donut for a long, long time and not getting their donuts. I can smell them. I can see them.
It's hard for me to walk.
I want
to
eat them,
and
I don't buy them.
It's hard for me to walk into a donut place and not get a donut. I don't like coffee, so I guess that goes.
Hey, we got Kim Bocamper coming up. I know a guy likes his coffee. We got to talk to Bo and get his take on. I know he had a little Minka Fitzpatrick hangover working too. I wasn't alone. I felt better when the big fella. Anyway, he'll join us. We're going to talk about all those draft picks. Even Kim Bocamper has never seen this many draft picks in his whole life. Like we're getting ready to have and all that money. I guarantee you, the first thing he's going to want to fix after quarterback. Oh, it's the O-line.
Defensive line or offensive line?
He's going to be O-line.
Okay.
He's going to be all over.
Just figured
he's tired of people whining about guards and tackles. Like they're not sexy.
Like I have for a decade.
But you need them.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.